News from Oroville, November 17th, 2008, Darshan Day. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Chloe, Velu, and Raghu. The weather forecast. Humidity is 80% with an 80% chance of rain this evening and possibly throughout the week. Temperature range 23 to 30 degrees, winds east-northeast, 14 to 18 kilometers per hour. Following is an interview with Frederick in response to the question of the mother's eyes.
You have spoken several times about her eyes. What was so special in her eyes?
Difficult to say, because I have then later on, over many years, I have met her several times, and her eyes kept on changing. If one were to look at it externally, there was a bit of green, and she also wore makeup, as far as I remember, quite strong. But, you know, they call the eyes the window to the soul, so obviously it is just not just the eyes, it's something special. For me, it was like I've seen her eyes also when she was scolding me, and when she was angry with me, and when she was compassionate with me. And so there are many, many eyes. It was like a door, but also a door for me, or for her to come into me. I did not have much physical contact. I touched her at several occasions, my head on her knees or my hand on her feet or holding her hands. But her eyes had the feeling of a very physical contact also, as if it was like it can be a caress, it can be like a flame, it can be very like a penetrating light. So it is difficult to put one name on it, but I remember it being big and very alive. That's what I remember.
Aryamani and Ashatit are in charge of Connections, a service to help everyone find the right activity, the right work, according to one's capacity, and to provide service and production units the right collaboration they need. Email connections@oroville.org.in or apply directly at the Visitor Center every morning for Ashatit and every afternoon for Aryamani. A second short course for women workers of Oroville, including household amas, to help them improve their skills and realize their own strengths, offered on 8th to 13th of December, that's Monday through Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. at Langakal Educational Center. Topics covered during this course include communication skills, kolam and home decoration, health, hygiene, food, nutrition, childcare, and the role of women in society. Register before 30th November. Email tamil@oroville.org.in or call 262-3773. Just published this month, The Legacy of French Rule in India, an investigation of process of creolization. Creolization can be defined as an interaction of heterogeneous cultures leading to a new and unexpected reality. This book is an attempt to investigate whether or not nearly three centuries of French presence has led to creolization. Are there traces of French colonization, language, and culture present in the former enclaves, Pondicherry, for instance? And if so, what is their significance with respect to India as a nation? The investigation has been based on an analysis of historical facts and ground realities gauged from an observation of local life and conversations with local people. Difficulties may be taken as opportunities. If the difficulty is faced in the right spirit, one finds an obstacle has disappeared, a first step has been taken. Lay constant hold to the truth of your divine possibilities. This from the mother. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thank you for listening.